This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello?
Hello, Ben. Can you hear me all right? Hi.
Yeah. Well, Ash, before we get started, you're the best. I'm pumped to be with you tonight. It's late. I'm on the East Coast. I think you
Same
are
here.
As well. But we did this because we want to wait till the show was over on the East Coast. And we're doing this live on the Stereo app because it's an app we love. We think it's the best way to come to everybody live. This is completely unedited. Again, just a little introduction. This is the Almost Famous Podcast. Ashley Iaconetti is the star of the show. And
Okay, now.
We have a lot to talk about tonight, like a ridiculous amount. Should we dive into it right away?
Yeah. So we had Men Tell All and an elimination all in one episode. So shall we begin with the first half where we see Bennett come back and then it'd be very anticlimactic, to say the least, right?
Oh, so anticlimactic. It's just, it's frustrating to me, Ashley. And you know, Bennett is a guy that like we both liked initially. And then he just like, he kind of had the, would you call it a slow burn into like not being somebody we loved on the show, or was like a
slow burn into villainhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also feel like he's not like super polarizing. He's not a real villain. It's like definitely the kind of villain that you love to hate. Like you love watching him because he's so entertaining and you think he's kind of ridiculous and you're not sure if he's self-aware or not. But I have to bring my, is this weird? I got to bring my dad on because he is, he's just gotten to know Bennett over the past couple weeks, but he has a lot of feelings on him and he's been able to see his biggest moments transpire. And I think that it's kind of fun to get a fresh perspective.
Well, before we bring him on, Ashley, I just want to mention this. Your dad is a doctor. A very intelligent doctor. So his insight is one that we should all listen to.
Yeah. Do you remember when we had him come onto the podcast when we talked about hand washing and showering with soap with Dean? Because Dean was very open about how he never used soap. And my dad came on to talk about how unsanitary that is. Well, funny enough, and I guess it should be mentioned because it's relevant, my dad actually did his residency through Mass General through Harvard. So my dad, in a way, is a Harvard man, or he is a Harvard man. He trained there for 4 years. So he's a match to Bennett.
Dad's all right, Ashley. Hey, let's interview your dad. Bring him on.
Okay.
I don't have as much Botox and I have more socks than he has.
Wait, hold up. When you say socks, what do you mean you have more socks? Why is that something you're proud of?
Because he doesn't wear socks. I mean, I don't get this thing with the pants that are like 3 inches, you know, too short, no socks, and the loafers on. It just, I don't get it, especially when you're wearing a suit.
This is his biggest gripe with him.
Is that not a distinguished look? I mean, you're a doctor. You operate in a hospital every day. Is the no socks look not distinguished in 2020?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I see it on TV all the time, but I don't see it happening in a hospital.
Oh, this is great. Well, what a start.
Okay. Well, he also feels like dad was a little bit mind boggled last week because he got to know Tayshia's remaining guys through that episode. And he was like, these guys are great. There's a lot of depth here. And then he was so confused why Tayshia, who he thinks is amazing, and intellectual and beautiful, still is keeping Bennett around. Dad, your thoughts?
I have no thoughts. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. The whole thing is so cliche. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just, there's so many other good guys out there and I don't understand why she was holding on to this.
You keep saying though, he's not real. It's not real. So you think he's acting?
I don't know whether he's acting or not, but it is cliche. I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of Botox, a lot of ego, a lot of no socks and a lot of short pants. I don't know what else to say.
Well, hey, let's pause here for a second because this is Ben and Ashley and Ashley's father, and you're listening to the Almost Famous podcast recorded live on stereo. Ashley, back to you.
Yes. Okay. So, well, anyway, we saw last night's episode, you know, she ends up bringing him back as we saw the, you know, at the end of the episode, but then at the beginning where we'd think Bennett would come back into the storyline immediately, we don't see him at all until he shows up at the rose ceremony, tells the other guys that she wrote him a note saying to meet him there. And then he gets eliminated. It's just like, what was that? Was that just like another play? That was just like another way to get drama out of a not so dramatic portion of the season?
You know, Ashley, my thought is this. I honestly believe I'm with your dad. Like, Tayshia is wonderful. I don't think many people in America will disagree with that. Like, I think Tayshia, along with a few other bachelorettes, but it's like, because we're focusing on Tayshia, I think Tayshia is going to come out of this as being one of the most beloved leads of all time. And I think when somebody comes to you and drops a bomb on you, like Bennett did, mm-hmm. I mean, from my experience, like, you're always trying to do the right thing, not the right thing for TV and not the right thing for the show, but like the right thing for you. And when something like that happens, especially late at night, and when all this chaos has gone on, it's hard to process. Like, you're tired, so you don't know what to say. And so sometimes the easiest answer is like, can this just wait? Like, can you just give me 24 hours and like, you stick around, because that's no harm, no foul for anybody. You, like, you stay here and I'll figure this out. And when I come back, I'll make the decision. But mm-hmm. I mean, Ashley, you know better than I do. You're a historian of the show. Has it ever worked in Bachelor or Bachelorette history where somebody's gotten eliminated for not like unfair reasons, but for good reasons, came back, because it's happened, came back and said, hey, mm-hmm. I want another shot, and it's actually worked?
No, I've actually never seen somebody leave and then come back to another rose ceremony, except for maybe myself. Because I'm thinking back on Bachelor in Paradise, and I left. I got eliminated at a rose ceremony. And then I came back and I asked if I could have another try. And I came back. but I'm sorry. My dad has one other thing to say. He's itching to say it. So I got to give him the mic.
Ben, she stuck it to him. She invited him back knowing that she was going to reject him.
You're trying to say that Tayshia was trying to give Bennett an ego check?
Yes.
I guess that's a good theory. That's not a bad theory. It's like, I'm going to reject you yet again.
Oh, so beautiful. I mean, that would be wonderful, right? Like, hey, let's bring this guy in. Let's let him get all confident again. And then let's just like make him realize that he is not the one. Hey, I'm not against that. Yes. Like, I don't have any problem with that if that's Tayshia's strategy.
Yeah, hey, it wasn't a bad one. And then it was kind of funny to see Bennett and Noah both leave at the same time after they were both on that two-on-one, right? And those are the two guys that got eliminated at that rose ceremony. I guess we should talk about Riley, who was also eliminated at the beginning of this episode but didn't leave at a rose ceremony. And I think that was because Tayshia had a softer spot for Riley than any of the other guys, especially Bennett and Noah. She, I think she just respected him a lot. I think she wanted to know how much she like really like loves him as a person, but maybe not as a romantic prospect.
That's right. No, you're right, Ash. Well, we're going to dig into Riley. We're going to dig into a little bit more of Bennett, Noah elimination here in just a second. But before we do, we got to stop and pause for a second because we are the Almost Famous podcast. This is Ben and Ashley, and we're recording this live on the Stereo app. Ashley, before we dive into everything about this episode, and we're going to break it down to the fullest extent, we got to run through Bachelor headlines. You're the expert at this. Let me take you through it. We're going to start with the very first headline in our rundown. Bachelorette Tayshia Adams, ex-husband Josh, details why they divorced. Shades his ex in tell-all interview. This, according to Us Weekly, Ashley, this is a big deal. And
Yeah, go for it. What's your thought on it?
Here's my thought before we get started. Now, Tayshia has obviously opened up about her past relationship, which is fair to do, right? Like, even you open up about your past relationships, even though you're married. I open about mine. They're part of our story. But I've never felt like I've gotten a bad depiction of Josh based on Tayshia's insights and her vulnerability towards the relationship. So for him to do this feels like a grab that is unnecessary. But Ashley, I want to pass it over to you to break down the story.
He was given the platform this week by another podcast, and I don't like the move at all. I think he wanted to clear his name a little bit in the fact that, you know, she brought up the cheating a lot in the past couple of weeks and that being the main reason for divorce. And I think the guy just wanted to get out there and say that there were other reasons for the fact that they got divorced besides his cheating, that they weren't perfect for each other in other ways, and they got married, yeah, and all that. But like, other than that, I don't feel like elaborating.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate. And you know what? Like, we're gonna celebrate Tayshia. She's a part of the Bachelor family. She's a lead in this franchise. She's somebody that America has just fallen in love with. She's done a great job, and she hasn't faked her way through that. That's one thing here is we can all say that Tayshia has done this the best she possibly can. So there is no reason to elaborate. Now, Ashley, we're going to have a little bit more here in the episode, but I do want to pause here for just a second and say, yes, this is live on the Stereo app. Stereo is one of our favorite apps to use. We've done this twice now because it's a fun way to come to all of you. Send in your questions. We'll try to get to them at the end, and if we don't, we'll get to them at another time, I promise. Ashley, just a few more headlines here, especially relating to Tayshia's season. Chris Harrison teases rocky ending for Tayshia Adams' Bachelorette season. This according to Us Weekly.
Yeah, I mean, this is crazy. So I just want to read it directly because a rocky ending. What could that mean? That means the underdog comes through, right? Or at least the underdog makes a real good chance of coming through, because if we're really thinking about Rocky 1, we know Rocky doesn't actually win in the end, but that, like, he kind of like goes on in a sense. So this is what Harrison said this week. He said, "You see in the previews that she's in a dress and there's a couple close calls. Look, she's falling in love. These men are falling in love, but they are all willing to go where she wants this to go? I guess that means an engagement. Are they willing to take that last step? Maybe those previews show you it's not going to end well." Okay, so here's my quick theory on this. To me, Brendan is such a rocky figure. He's a little bit more shy and demure than most of the guys that are front runners on the show, and he's the one that has expressed the most hesitance, or at least I've perceived so far, about getting engaged at the end of this. He's a little worried about meeting the family this week. And then, like, is he going to be ready for a proposal? I don't know. We see him pondering this in the scenes in the next episode. So I think maybe we'll even know more about this tomorrow. But I can see if it's going to be a rocky-like ending, maybe. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Am I totally misinterpreting this? I'm thinking Rocky the movie. And then Harrison's talking about a rocky ending, as in like a shaky ending.
I was going to say.
He's totally made my own theory.
Actually, I was going to say, I think you're far off here. I think this ending for Tayshia is one that we're all going to feel
rocky
for.
Ending.
Ash, you must have had a big dinner tonight. Because I really think that all this means is that this isn't going to go according to how we think. I think it's going to be a beautiful thing for Tayshia. I think she is going to walk out of this, though, not with the expectations that we all have. But yeah, like Rocky type of music, who knows? Maybe Brendan does run up the stairs and pushes his hands in the air and celebrates at the end of this. I don't know, actually.
I can't believe I went so deep with that analogy.
I don't know if that's deep, Ash.
I don't know. I went really deep with that, like, analogy, thinking it was Rocky and being totally mistaken for my interpretation, totally mistaken. My dad just whispered to me. He goes, "The problem is she sent the wrong guy home." I think he's referring to Riley. Riley.
Riley is an incredible figure on this show. Huge biceps, very good looking dude, and he handled the exit really well. But Ashley, before we get into Riley's exit, let's do this. We are recording this live on the Stereo app. And also, we want to give a shout out to Affirm. Ashley, Affirm is somebody that supports our podcast because we support them. They're just a company that we find very beneficial for the holiday season. Here's the thing. For this holiday season, Affirm is something that you want to look into. Again, it's AFFIRM. Now, if you are purchasing gifts for this holiday season, and you want to use stores like Walmart, Pottery Barn, Casper Sleep, Poshmark, and Priceline, and many more, there is an easy way to do it, and that's using Affirm. Ashley, tell them what it's about.
Okay, so I love Affirm because, yes, all those places that you just listed off, like Walmart, Pottery Barn, Poshmark, like, they can have some pricey items, you know, and some things that you want to buy right now, but you don't know that you can really buy it right now. You know what I mean? So whether you're shopping for that one big ticket item that you want to get the family, or whether you just want to get everything checked off your list, Affirm gives you a smarter and more transparent alternative to a credit card. They've got no late fees, no hidden charges. Affirm tells you exactly how much you'll owe and when you'll be done paying. So you can buy the perfect gifts today with absolutely no gotchas tomorrow. So visit affirm.com/famous to shop the latest electronics, fashion, home goods, travel, and more, and then pick the payment plan that works best for you.
Head to affirm.com/famous to get started today. That's affirm.com/famous, or download the free Affirm app for eligible customers. Ashley, we'll go through more headlines later, but before we do, I want to take a few questions from the people watching this on the Stereo app right now. Again, we're live on the Stereo app.
Yes.
So please send in your questions. Ashley, you ready for this? We never know what we're going to get.
I love questions, and I love that they're audio. Go for it.
Do you guys actually think Bennett had a chance? Like, really? Did he have a chance?
I mean, I thought he did when she had him back, because I was like, there's got to be some pull there to even let him back in the house. But, you know,
he never had
no. Then why did she even let him back in?
I don't, because it was too much too soon. She just couldn't say no at that point because she didn't know what was happening. She wasn't okay. Well, you've been
so you understand how, like, you just don't want to do certain things at certain times. So that must have been
You're tired because as soon as you send somebody home, then you have to sit into an interview and explain why you sent them home. It's going to be another 2 hours before you go to bed. If you just say, "Hey, you go do your thing, come to the rose ceremony later," then everybody's happy. You get to go to bed on time. And are you telling me that this, Ashley? Like, you really think Bennett had a chance above Zach? Or
No. I thought maybe he had a chance of going to hometowns just to be that fourth guy.
Maybe.
Not that he's
got
a chance to win.
Okay, fine.
I'm ridiculous, but I thought that perhaps we were missing something in that relationship that weren't being shown, because she even said during that two-on-one last week that she was expecting to give him the rose, meaning he would have been going through. He would have gotten through that rose ceremony, but probably been eliminated at this past rose ceremony. Okay. All right, let's move on to another question. Yeah.
So was anyone else uncomfortable when Bennett put his hand on Zach and Zach said, "What the hell are you putting your hand on me for?"
Uncomfortable? I don't know. I just thought it was like Bennett being Bennett. It was funny for us to see.
You know who Bennett kind of reminds me of? And, like, I love this person dearly because I've gotten to know him personally. And I,
JJ?
And I do, yeah. Yes. JJ from Caitlin's season. You know, Bennett, though, like, has played it up more than JJ ever did, because JJ showed a vulnerability and, like, a desire to be there more than Bennett did. But, like, Bennett has that just, like, prestige. But, yes, I found it uncomfortable, but mostly on the side of Bennett. Like, I think Zach had every right to be like, "Dude, hey, like, you just came back. You just added one more person to this whole thing. I'm not happy you're here. Please don't touch me." Like, there's no reason to touch me here. Like, you were gone and I was good with it. Nobody was sad that you were gone. Okay, one more question, Ashley. Again, this is live on the Stereo app. So if you have a question for Ashley and I and you want to send it in here, you can do it because we're live right now on the Stereo app recording the Almost Famous podcast.
What did you guys think when Tayshia had to straddle Blake for the breathing exercise? Was that
a good
emotionally connecting exercise, or was everyone just as uncomfortable as I was?
Do you remember when JoJo had to do that with Chase?
I do. Yes. Yes.
There's like a lot of that tantric sex, but not sex, but like breathing and yoga that goes on the show. And sometimes it's cool and sometimes it's uncomfortable. And I just felt like a little bit uncomfortable here, mainly because they didn't have the chemistry that I thought JoJo and Chase had, because these two, like, they weren't connecting. And then she had to sit on top of them. If you're connecting, then it's not as awkward to watch or as uncomfortable for the two involved.
Well, maybe I'm crazy here, actually. But like, if you and Jared had to do that date right now, like, you're married,
it would actually still be awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if Jessica and I were called on a date and somebody said, you need to sit on Ben's lap, like 6 inches from his face for the next 20 minutes, stare into his eyes and like just focus on whatever it is that's going on. Like, I feel like I would be uncomfortable. I'd be like, hun, you need to, like, get off. Like, I don't know. This is getting weird at every level, right? Like, no matter what, it's going to be a little awkward. Maybe I'm crazy.
No. It's definitely going to be awkward in general, but it was specifically awkward, and I almost felt bad because there wasn't chemistry there.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was so awkward at the end of it when, like, Blake was like, man, yeah, I really grew into feeling cool with it. And then Tayshia was like, yeah, I never got that.
I never got there. I just wasn't feeling it the whole time. Ashley, I'm going to try one of these here. We're going to do one more question, or two more questions.
So Ed says that Chasen is the three Fs. That's fake, fraud, and phony. We know phony doesn't actually begin with an F, but that's why I think Ed is so brilliant here. With a statement with an analysis that concise, that perfect, do you think that he should still be a contestant? I do.
Wow. Well, that question was from Easton, and that is a great point. Do you even think, Ben, that Ed realized that phony starts with a P?
Yeah, I do, because he called it out.
Okay. Yeah. Someone called it out.
He called it out. I think he did. I think that's what's brilliant about Ed. I think Ed's super smart.
Sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
No, I think he's really smart. In fact, I think he's so smart that he gets in his own way, because he kept trying to outsmart many people along the way, and he just ended up making himself look like a drama causer.
Yeah. Well, can I just talk about the fact that they even spoke about Chasen while Chasen wasn't there? I thought that was really bizarre during the mental all portion of the episode to even have Chasen be brought up when he wasn't there to defend himself.
Yeah. Well, before we get into breaking down the episode, Ashley, let's pause here and talk about this, because let's skip ahead to the end of the episode, which is the mental all. Because it was, yes, it was dramatic, as Chris Harrison said. It was heated, but we didn't get a lot out of it. You know, I don't even want to mention Yosef's name during this. This will be the only time we do it. It was pointless. It was wrong. It was bad. He didn't do anything good for anybody in that whole thing. But there was this level where there's a few characters that we didn't see on the mental all that we expected to see, Chasen being one of those.
Why wasn't he there?
Yeah, why were there some like very standout characters not on this mental all?
I don't know. Who can you think of other than Chasen? Isn't it weird that Easy wasn't there?
Well, it's weird that Easy wasn't there. I'm trying to look up here the cast members to this season as we go along here. But I do know that, there was only, how many of them were there?
How many other were there, like in that audience? Like
maybe 12.
I was going to say 12, uh-huh.
Yeah, there's 12 of them. And I feel like there was more than 12 standout characters this year, right?
Yeah, but then at the same time, you know that they're being very safe with COVID. So what they did was, and I think I can say this, they filmed this at Nemecolon. They filmed this reunion at Nemecolon while they filmed when they filmed Matt's season. So they were only flying, I think they were only going to fly out a couple guys they knew would they would get good content from. But I still think they would get pretty good content from Chasen and Easy, so that doesn't really explain why they were there. Other mentionables is Joe, oh, who everybody loved, like such an underdog. Everybody loved Joe and Spencer. And Spencer was her first impression rose, and we know that not much developed there, but it still would have been nice for them to like kind of talk about why we never saw anything blossom.
Isn't it weird that, I mean, I was thinking about that after this week's episode, like, you know, obviously Joe is somebody I think we should have been there more than Chasen, more than Spencer. Like Joe was loved.
Yeah.
He was caring. But then you have Spencer, who was the first impression rose on her season, and we never heard from him again. Like, we thought he was going to be a drama star, and then he just disappeared. Is there something I missed or forgot this season about him? Because he was just gone.
About for who?
Spencer.
No, Spencer. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think they tried to give him drama in the beginning, but they didn't. I was a little distracted by the fact that, like, okay, so you know how Joe's an anesthesiologist, and being that my dad is here and an anesthesiologist. Dad, why do you think an anesthesiologist wouldn't go far in The Bachelorette? Because if you say that they have personalities, they have what's their MO? Because like apparently every
we're OCD.
And aren't you known as the nerds, which kind of reflects?
Well, yeah, we're nerdy. We like, you know, computers and, you know, technical stuff. But yeah.
Okay, fine. That wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be.
I think your dad's great. I think your dad's great.
He just said they're OCD, which is interesting. Maybe he was too, like, he was just too nervous the entire time. Anyway, Joe was a great character. We'll see more of him in Paradise if he doesn't have a girlfriend. But as far as Spencer, to answer your question, I just don't think that Spencer has, I just think that he just wasn't an interesting character and they had nothing but a physical chemistry.
Well, actually, moving on now to the episode, we obviously just talked about Blake's date. Blake was a figure on this season that was loved, that we believed would go far. We didn't know how far. He had a one-on-one with Tayshia that didn't end well. Blake ended up going home, but that kind of like catapults us into the rest of the episode.
It was also the most obvious thing ever.
It was. I mean, even their eye contact during that date, like when they were sitting with each other, he was staring into her eyes. And you could just see that she didn't want to be there. Like, she just didn't want to.
Oh, and I wanted to let the audience know that we actually have Blake coming on the podcast this week. So you'll be able to, we'll be able to ask him these questions, you know, about like how the intimacy was on this date, if it was obvious to him whether he was eliminated. And of course, we will we'll get you guys to get to know him a little bit better.
The guys didn't expect Tayshia to walk into the room in the next part of the episode. And this is where things get pretty, I think, just maybe the most like heart-wrenching part of the season so far.
Was
not only Blake's departure, but then Tayshia needing to go in and talk to Riley. Walk everybody out there listening through this Riley segment.
I feel like when we saw Tayshia walk in there, so emotional, we knew she was going to eliminate someone. And in my gut, I was like, okay, she's going to eliminate someone that we all feel very attached to, a very sympathetic character. And I thought it's going to be Ivan or Riley. And it was Riley. I actually thought, like, as the season progressed, I actually thought it was going to be reversed. I thought Riley was going to get a hometown. Ivan was going to get sent home. But yeah, I mean, you could see like Riley was just kind of like, what did I do? Like, was it, you know, was it me? Like, what, is there anything I can do? And she's just like, I love the fact that at the men tell all portion, she, you know, she clarified it wasn't at all the story that he told her, because like, how heartbreaking was it that like, he spent months wondering whether he loaded too much on her. Oh, that was so sad. But, you know, I mean, I think she just, I think she could have brought him to hometowns, but she just knew he wasn't going to make top two. And she didn't want to bring the family into it because, you know, she knows his history with the family. And she just didn't want him to get more emotionally involved. But I think, like, in her heart, he probably placed higher than he got eliminated. Does that make sense?
It does. And it's also kind of that unique scenario where, and we've talked about it on the podcast many times before, where you see a guy like Riley, where he's going to be fine. And like, I know this hurts him, because he's losing an amazing woman in Tayshia, but like the growth that he's had as a person, his vulnerability through this process, the way he's allowed himself, and then even his exit with telling Tayshia, like, hey, I would love to sit here and talk this through with you. I know I'm going home, and the longer I sit here with you, the more it hurts. Like, that mm-hmm. is a sign of incredible maturity. He is going to be fine. But it hurts to see him go. Ashley, we do have a few more questions that got sent in. Should we listen to them real quick before we move into the second rose ceremony?
Yes, I would love to. My dad agrees with you 100%. He's now he's a silent co-host.
I love your dad.
What is your favorite and least favorite experience on the show?
Oh, this is a macro question. My favorite experience on the show, and this is so, well, okay, so obviously it's meeting my husband. It's the first moment that I laid eyes on him. It's like one specific conversation that never aired, and it was probably like our first emotionally intimate time where we like kind of like got to know about each other's families and our interests and stuff, and it never aired. But when I think back on the show, besides Jared, I just love the community that comes out of it. I loved how on The Bachelor, it felt like a big sorority house. I loved just being able to develop relationships without the distractions of technology and stuff. And especially when you get to be like in your upper 20s and stuff, you don't really make friends as easily. But when you're in The Bachelor house and you're like all in one situation together, you guys click real fast.
No, what about you, Ben? Yeah. Well, I think mine would go back to like my time on The Bachelorette when I admitted my biggest insecurity for the first time in my life, like even to myself. And it inspired, you know, it's kind of led me into today. Like, it's how I know myself today. It's allowed me to be more vulnerable. It's allowed me to be more open during my time as The Bachelor. I would not be the same man today if it wasn't for that moment where I felt comfortable enough mm-hmm. saying like, hey, I don't feel like I know myself, or I don't feel like anybody else really knows me either. I think it's just kind of catapulted me into the next phase of my life, which is something I'm eternally grateful for. Now, Ashley, the reason that we can answer these questions live right now is because we're live on the Stereo app. This is the Almost Famous podcast. I'm Ben, and my co-host is Ashley here. Ashley,
hi.
Moving in. Hi. And we also have our dads in the background, probably super invested in this whole thing. But
I think he wants a mic for next episode.
Let's do it. We have a rose ceremony to talk about. Bennett walks through the door out of nowhere. We all know as viewers that Bennett's there. The guys have no clue. Ashley, tell everybody listening like what it's like to have kind of these things happen when you're sitting there and you don't know what to expect. And then also, were you shocked by the outcome?
I was actually shocked that the guys didn't make more of a hoopla about it. They were kind of like, oh, what are you doing here? Oh, Tayshia wrote me a note. I asked to come back. She told me to meet her here. And they were like, okay. Like, I think they were just like, all right, if we start drama with this guy, we know it's not going to be good for us. So let's just sit back. But then, you know, of course, we see him get eliminated. I think every guy in there knew that he was going to get eliminated. And that's why they didn't freak out. What do you think?
I'm with you. I don't think anybody was super intimidated by Bennett. I think they were more confused. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody was like, oh my gosh, like this Bennett guy is here to stay now. In fact, I think they're mostly just like, this is sorry for Bennett. Like, he's just going to get embarrassed.
Embarrassing. Do you know what else, Ben? So weird was that, like, I was thinking before Tayshia walked into the room that she was going to walk in the room and be like, Bennett, what are you doing here? Like, I didn't believe that she wrote him a letter. I thought that like the letter thing was going to be made up or something. And I also would have thought that she would have said something like, I see you guys see Bennett here. I brought him back because of so-and-so. But like, she didn't address him at all. And it was just a little bit bizarre to me. I'm sure she did. It probably just didn't make the cut.
Yeah. And who knows if she did, because I mean, am I wrong? I don't know. Things are blurring together, but she canceled the rose ceremony or the cocktail party, right?
Yeah. Okay. Maybe.
So I don't think she had any doubt what was about to happen. And then that's fine, right? Like, again, we got to give her credit. Like, she is walking through this process as a lead, trying to make the right decision for herself and for everybody involved. And so when something like this happens, like, she, if she needs more time, give her more time. It's Bennett's decision to even show up and give and risk it. Now, good on him for risking it, but he can't expect to stay after. She just said, hey, how about you stick around and give me some time?
Yeah, but I also think that the way he departed was very respectful this time. I mean, yeah, I do. He was just like, all right, it's not me. But, you know, like, good luck. And, like, I'm disappointed, but I'm happy for you, you know?
Are you nice. Shocked? Are you shocked that Noah and Bennett went home at the same time?
No. I think that I thought she was going to eliminate both of them last week together.
Really? Yeah. Noah kind of, I mean, if without the Bennett drama, Noah didn't really have a strong showing this season. Am I wrong?
He had the mustache scene. The mustache scene took him far.
It did. But, like, without that, he I don't think he's, like, a bad dude, but he's not exactly, like, memorable in the sense of, like, Noah stands out especially compared to the other characters without the Bennett drama. Like, the Bennett drama is the one thing that helped him the most, which leads us into the men tell all. Now, Ashley, this men tell all starts out and it just gets heated, which is, I don't know. Tell me, is it fun for you when the men tell all gets heated so quickly, or would you rather this be like a slow burn, some more intentional conversations? Cause I felt like it just got heated fast and then died off and we were done.
Slow burn for sure. I like the buildup. I like to like see the tension growing. I thought that the one tell all was a little interesting because obviously they excluded Claire and that is good for Claire's sake, but the audience may have missed out a lot but I understand why they did this, because if they did have Claire, it would have been more like the guys ganging up on Claire for leaving early and not giving them a chance. So it'd be more like an attack on Claire than like the guys attacking each other. So I understand why we didn't do that. That was a good decision. But with these guys, I just don't feel like there was a lot of drama to rehash. It just seemed like pretty like pointless. Like, Noah and Bennett obviously got nowhere. The Yosef thing, like, he didn't even want to say his name, but I do want to bring up the fact that it was unprecedented for Chris Harrison to say, hey, you look really bad right now, and I'm trying to help you here, but, like, this is not going to go over well for you, buddy. So I'm going to give you a moment to decide what you want to do. And he just continued, like, the guy makes me nervous.
Well, it's one thing he ignores. And you and I have both had to admit to this, right? Because you come off the show and you get a ton of attention. Or let's make it outside of the show. Like, you're in life and things are all going well for you. And you feel like you're thriving, right? And so you start to set up walls to act like you're doing better than you are. Accountability is actually a beautiful thing. And when people around you that have no vetted interest in you succeeding, right? Like, nobody there really like has an interest in Yosef succeeding or looking better. But when you have a bunch of people saying, Yosef, you were wrong. Like, you were mean, you were disrespectful, you're hypocritical. And then you have the host of the show going, Yosef, I'm going to give you a shot here to like look internally. And he still ignores it. Like
so crazy.
It
was so bad. You'd think that like he'd watch himself on the show, right? And really internalize a lot and feel really bad and truly sorry. And the guy just came back wanting to push his like gross thoughts further down everyone's throat.
By just saying, hey, this is my opinion and I'm going to stick to it. Well, hey, here's the thing. Your opinions aren't always true. They're not always helpful. They're not always good. We can't trust our opinions for everything. I can't trust mine, Ashley. You can't trust yours. Nobody can trust their opinions to be truth all the time. We've got to look for accountability. Now,
Ashley, yeah, that's actually a big pet peeve of mine. When people like articulate their opinion as it is fact. It's like, no, you think or you believe. It doesn't mean that it is true.
Mm-hmm. It feels very similar to self-describing. Ashley, we have two more questions here to get to. Again, the reason that we can answer these questions are because we're on one of our favorite apps, the Stereo app. We're live right now. This is the Almost Famous podcast. It's Ben and Ashley here talking the Bachelorette recap. Ashley, here's a question.
Mm-hmm. Who would you guys like to see on Paradise this summer?
I think we all want Joe on Paradise. I think
Riley.
We definitely want Riley on Paradise. Yeah. I want, oh my gosh, why is his name slipping my brain? Who's the guy that left because he was too hung up on Claire?
Jason.
Those are my top three.
I would have to agree with you. I think we're going to see Bennett because he's a character.
Oh, I want to see Bennett. I want to see Bennett on Paradise. He's going to be so hilarious.
Yeah. I really enjoyed watching Riley. I think there's some guys that are still left on Tayshia's season. I think all of them would be guys that I would be interested in seeing stick around for Paradise. I think she has a really solid group of guys, and I'd like to see how they kind of move into the Paradise. Cause in Paradise, you get to see a little bit more of everybody. Like you get to see if they get if the drama comes out. But I would agree with you in your top three. And I would add all of Tayshia's remaining men, whoever she doesn't choose, if she chooses somebody
to
list as well. Ashley, let's get to another question live on the Stereo app.
Who do you think was kept in the season for way too long?
Bennett.
Probably Bennett, even though at least I know he's polarizing. I know a lot of people don't agree with me here. He was fun to watch. So in that case, I don't mind him being around a long time. The other person that I think was around maybe a little bit beyond what I felt would have been Blake. I just didn't feel anything between him and Tayshia.
Yeah. Who? Blake? I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, but I don't think we got to see that to the end. And I think he did just enough to stick around as long as he did, right? He was sweet.
Yeah. There's
he was there's real. He was
someone like that every season. Yeah.
He was. Well, Ashley, we have 2 minutes remaining on this episode. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the blooper reel, because some are saying it's the best blooper reel of all time.
It was one of the greatest in a long time, I'll tell you that. Because I feel like the blooper reels have been really slacking the past couple seasons. It's just like bugs or something, or like a mic falls, like big whoop-de-doo. In this, we saw Claire eating, and that satisfied me fully. When she was going through like the dessert, the drink, the sandwich, all of that in one shot, fantastic. Claire's bloopers are really good.
Yeah, this is... This was, I would say, one of the best blooper reels ever, because I think you're right. It was real. It was authentic. And maybe because they're in one location long enough. I do have one question for you, and we have about 20 seconds to answer it. Why was Blake waxing Kenny?
I don't know. Kenny doesn't even look like a hairy guy to me.
Maybe he is, and maybe that is all waxing, which just feels so painful. So painful for me. I can't imagine it. Well, Ashley, want to give a shout out again to the Stereo app for having us on and letting us come on here and do this live. To everybody out there listening, thank you for everybody that listened tonight. This is the Almost Famous podcast. Ashley, please give your dad a hug from all of us tonight. He is fantastic.
Thanks.
He was gonna be. Ashley, with that, we'll be back here tomorrow with another episode of the Almost Famous podcast, breaking down, not on the Stereo app, but we'll be doing it a regular podcast, breaking down the next episode, because we have two this week of The Bachelorette. This has been the Almost Famous Podcast live on the Sirius app. With that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley, and we've got a whole bunch of headlines to cover tomorrow, along with an interview with Blake. See you then, guys. Bye.
See y'all.
Stereo app, you rock.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.